Welcome. Domain Dave with CheapWineFighter.com again. Another value-priced wine we talk about. What we do here is we write them up in the review on the CheapWineFighter.com website. Cheap wine is a Google search term. We started this thing 15 years ago, and back then, cheap airfare, cheap hotel, cheap big screen TV, and cheap wine were all really popular, and it meant that you wanted the best for the least. Cheap was value. And that's what we're still doing now. We're looking for value wine. And this is a $9.99 Trader Joe's wine. It's Liberté San Luis Obispo County Pinot Noir 2020. And Liberté brand, in the back it says it was made by Familia Nuevo Vineyards. And in 2011, I somehow knew that Ancient Peaks, which is an excellent winery out of Paso Robles area, San Luis Obispo County, Paso Robles is inside there, made this wine. At least I had a hand in making this wine. Some entity of Ancient Peaks did this wine. So there you go. I mean, that was 12 years ago, and this has been a steady Trader Joe's wine year after year. And, I think they also have a Cabernet Sauvignon, which would probably more be, Cabernet is probably more inland, and this is going to be more the back label says, or the, they have a website, it doesn't say much, but it says the vineyard was 14 miles from the Pacific Ocean. And like I said, this has been a Pinot Noir, an everyday Pinot Noir. That's not a bad thing, because any wine you can drink every day, or want to drink every day, or have it in your arsenal of wines. You know, you want a Chardonnay, you want this, you want a Pinot Grigio, you want that, you want a blend, you want this, and if you want a Pinot Noir and you want to only spend $10, this is it. Everyday wines are good. Let me take a sip. And it's just a solid wine. I mean, it's not a wild wine. It's not going to be one of those, that's amazing. No, but it's going to be value and consistent vintage after vintage. Like I said, there's five different AVAs inside San Luis Obispo County. It's a large area. So the grapes could have come from a bunch of different areas. Ancient Peaks has their own vineyards. I mean, I'm throwing their name in there because 12 years ago I had some kind of information that they own Familia Nueva, and there is no website for them, but there is a Liberté website. And this is just a solid, good Pinot Noir that costs $9.99, and you can get it at Trader Joe's. You come back 6 months from now, they'll be there, and maybe a year from now, there'll be a different vintage, and that'll be good too. And that's good thing. I mean, it was $9.99 in 2011 for the 2009 vintage. They keep on making it for the exact same price without seemingly losing quality. Because I like this wine. I mean, I don't remember what the, I think the 2011 was, or the 2009 was a Cabernet Sauvignon. Yeah, I mean, this, you know, not a Pinot Noir. This is a combination of, like, smooth and juicy with kind of a couple different flavors of rough-edged and interesting spice. So it kind of goes along smooth, and then you get a little sharpness to things or a little interest, and it goes back to being smooth again. Yeah, I mean, it's it's 14.8 on the alcohol. So if you're a little bit sensitive to alcohol, 14.8 for a Pinot Noir is large and in charge. 10 years ago, anything over 12.5, which was Burgundy, and probably Burgundy is a little more than that nowadays since everything's warmed up. 14.8 was like big for a Cabernet Sauvignon or Merlot, and now Pinot Noir is doing it. And it says it's New World. A New World means bright and juicy. And this is California style. This is basically New World. So I'm going to take one more sip, and this is just a good everyday wine. Consistent, there's nothing wrong, and there's a lot to be commended for being a wine that's good year in and year out. Yeah, that's it for me. Domain Dave, cheapwineplanner.com. I am not particularly sensitive to alcohol, so I don't mind this almost 15% alcohol in a Pinot Noir. And it tastes good, and it's $10. And I got, you know, how do you complain about a good $10 Pinot Noir? You can't. So that's it for me, Domain Dave. Keep it cheap. Starting to get fall. The Labor Day is over, but the hot weather, at least in Chicago, was still in the 90s. So we have more wine coming like we always do. We get fast and furious as we rush towards the holidays. And then November and December, we go upscale where we start doing the kind of wines that you might want to pour to impress, you know, a little bit, you know, not crazy. You know, we don't go to $100 wines overnight, but we do go to wines that are, you know, a little bit more expensive. Not that the inexpensive wines are anything wrong with them. We love them. So adios for me, Domain Dave, cheapwinefighter.com. Take it easy, stay cool or warm, depending on what it is, and keep it cheap. Bye-bye.